بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لعالم آخر أهل النار خروجا منها وآخر أهل الجنة دخولا دخول الجنة إلى آخر الحديث. Still in this chapter, the last chapter of the description of Jannah and the great ni'mat of Jannah. Like in the previous hadith also, the last person to enter Jannah was explained and what great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala he will receive. Yeah, in this hadith also, more details are given of the person who will be the last to come out of Jahannam. And then he will be the last to enter Jannah also. What will be his condition and how much will he get? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنِّي لَعَالَمُ آخِرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ خُرُوجًا مِّنْهَا. I know very well, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who will be the last person to come out of the fire of Jahannam. And there is great detail in this also, that many people, in spite of their sins, they will be forgiven and they will enter Jannah. There will be those that won't even go to Jahannam. There will be those that will have made sincere tawbah, and because of that, they will be saved from Jahannam and go directly into Jannah. Then there are other people who will fail the test, whether from Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, they fall down from there and they land into Jahannam, or whether it is when their actions will be, their amal will be weighed, and the left hand side will weigh more sins they had committed. And then these people will have to enter into Jahannam, besides those that Allah Ta'ala will still forgive. Anyway, the going into Jahannam is no small thing also. Even if finally at the end a person enters Jannah, and it comes very great in detail that various people will be allowed to intercede for those people going to Jahannam. Whether it's their parents, whether it's the ulama, whether it's the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, people will intercede for them. And anyway, when they enter, then too, according to the gunas they had committed, they had iman, so they will go to Jannah. But according to the various gunas they had committed, then Allah Ta'ala will still forgive them after they have passed their sentence, whatever sentence they were given. And for this, Allah Ta'ala will send people from Jannah to go and look for these people in Jahannam and bring them out. Some it comes that they will have burned so black and so like they have become charcoal after burning so much. Then the stage will come when nobody will be able to recognize any iman in those people. They had so little and so weak iman that it could not be detected and recognized by anyone. Then Allah Ta'ala himself will recognize and take out people from Jahannam who had even that one little bit, that small little glow of iman. Only Allah Ta'ala will be able to detect that, and Allah will take them out of Jahannam, and then they will enter Jannah. Finally, when there will be nobody left with iman, the least bit of iman also, then from them, the very last one that will come out, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the name of that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know that person will be the last person to come out of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all completely from Jahannam. And it is no small thing if we just think little bit of just the steam that comes when a kettle is boiling, for example. Or a person just puts his finger on a hot plate, or any small thing. In fact, not only that, if somebody doesn't reply to our salam, if somebody doesn't give us a good face, we go home and the wife turns her face from us, we feel terrible about it. We cannot tolerate it. So the azab of Jahannam, the worst azab of this dunya, is much lighter than the lightest azab of Jahannam. So all the azab of Jahannam is nothing small. And now Allah has given us that opportunity that we can make up for it. No matter how we might have lived our life, even if a person is a 99-year-old kafir, But he just reads the kalima and he becomes a jannati. And all his past sins are in fact forgiven by that. The kalima has got great, great effect in it. So we should try and make up. And Allah has given us and left open the door of tawbah also. If we have wronged ourselves, we have wronged Allah after using all his ni'mat, the doors of tawbah are also open, and we should make tawbah. And tawbah really means to change our life, to correct our life. That we start not just making tawbah and we still carry on in our ways. No, after tawbah, the meaning of tawbah is to change our life, to correct our lives. So that last person who will come out, may Allah protect us from that too. وَآخِرَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ. And I know that person who will be the last person to enter Jannah as well. رَجُلٌ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ حَبْوَى. He will be a person who will come out of Jahannam dragging himself. He will have been punished so terribly that he won't be able to walk also. He will be dragging himself. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala will tell him when he has come out now by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go now and enter into Jannah now. You are out of the fire of Jahannam, now enter Jannah. فَيَأْتِيهَا. And then he will come to Jannah. فَيُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلَى. And it will appear to him that Jannah is full. There is no place in Jannah. Jannah is completely full. فَيَرْجِعُ فَيَقُولُ. He will return to Allah Ta'ala and he will say, Ya Rab, وَجَدْتُهَا مَلَى. Oh Allah, I found Jannah to be full. There is no place there. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go to Jannah and enter it. فَيَأْتِيهَا فَيُخَيِّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا مَلَأَ. He will come to Jannah again, dragging himself, and it will appear to himself that Jannah is full. There is no place for anyone. People, as in the previous narration it has come, that people have taken up all the places in Jannah, and whatever was prepared for them, they have already taken it. Now there is no place for anyone. So he will find it like that, it will appear like that to him. فَيَرْجِعُ. He will return to Allah Ta'ala again the second time. فَيَقُولُ. And then he will say, Ya Rab, وَجَدْتُهَا مَلَأَ. Oh Allah, I found it to be full. There is no place, it appears like full. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, you go, enter into Jannah. The next time again, Allah will say, اِذْهَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go and enter into Jannah. You just have to go and enter into Jannah. And then we read in the front part of the hadith, the remaining part, what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala blesses him with. And this is the last person to enter Jannah. What great, great ni'mat he will get. So anyone who is higher than that, and those who are at the highest, there is no imagination that can be what that Jannah will be, and it will be forever and ever, and such enjoyment that nobody can ever imagine. May Allah let us live our life, and in His kindness, be merciful to us that we correct our lives, especially now this holiday period, that we don't start losing whatever we had gained during the year, and that we lose out everything. We protect ourselves, and until we enter into Jannah, Muslims' enjoyment is there. And that is forever and ever, and such enjoyment that all the people of the world together cannot imagine what enjoyment is there.